Atisha says, "Friends, the things you desire give no more satisfaction than drinking seawater. Therefore, practice contentment." I find this analogy so powerful. Friends, it's beautiful, Atisha says, "Friends, the things you desire give no more satisfaction than drinking seawater, therefore practice contentment." So what will happen if someone who is very thirsty tries to quench their thirst through drinking seawater, which is laced with salt, what will happen? Well, perhaps initially, as the water reaches their mouth, they experience some pleasant feeling due to experiencing the moisture. But that pleasant feeling will not last. Instead of quenching their thirst, they will only become more dehydrated. And instead of being satisfied, they will suffer. So in a similar way, if we do not recognize our happiness correctly as mental peace that arises from wisdom, and therefore, due to ignorance, we follow our attachment, seeking happiness in the bodies, places, and enjoyments of samsara, which are laced with inner poison, we may experience some pleasure, but it will not last. Instead of finding real satisfaction, we only experience more and more suffering. When we try to find satisfaction and happiness in the contaminated enjoyments of samsara, it's so cruel, you know. We're so deceived by samsara's pleasures. We really think we're going to find what we want. And we are fooled again and again. And we suffer greatly for it. We pay such a high price for our temporary pleasures. Not just in this life, life after life. In reality, we are tormented. So when we try to find satisfaction and happiness in the contaminated enjoyments of samsara, what happens is that we fill our mind with distractions. We fill our mind with distractions, which are huge obstacles to our spiritual development and peace. We experience a lot of mental pain and unhappiness in our pursuit of temporary pleasures, which are not real happiness. Probably, we will develop many compulsive bad habits, which will harm our health and destroy our happiness, even in this life. And because we lose control of our behavior, we engage in inappropriate actions, which creates even worse suffering in future lives, even lower rebirth. All of this because we do not recognize our happiness correctly as mental peace that comes from wisdom, And so we are always searching, but never finding what we want. In fact, creating the opposite, only more suffering. As Venerable Geshe says in his prayer, like mistakenly believing a poisonous drink to be nectar, attachment with grasping at objects of desire is the cause of great danger. How we are fooled. So therefore, if we are wise, we will practice contentment. Without contentment, even if we try to get more and more, it will get more difficult, and samsaric enjoyment will never give us satisfaction. We need contentment. Venerable Geshe defines contentment as a mind that is satisfied with one's outer and inner conditions, motivated by a virtuous intention. Okay, so if we are training in being satisfied with our outer and inner conditions, motivated by a virtuous intention, then we are practicing contentment. A virtuous intention, for example, could be, as examples, the three levels of motivation of Lam Rim. So if we practice contentment with the intention to be free from the sufferings of samsara in general, and lower rebirth in particular, okay? Or if we practice contentment with the intention to attain enlightenment for the benefit of all living beings. Maybe I should say, if we practice being satisfied with our outer and inner conditions, with the intention to liberate ourselves from the sufferings of samsara in general, lower rebirth in particular. If we practice being satisfied with our outer and inner conditions, motivated by the wish to attain enlightenment for all living beings, then we are engaging in the spiritual practice of contentment, which brings peace.